Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is the beginning of our Old Testament reading for this past Sunday, on which we celebrated Epiphany Sunday, thinking about the wise men and their coming to worship the infant Jesus. And remember Epiphany Sunday? Well, Epiphany, that's the day that we think of as Christmas of the Gentiles, as the wise men were the first Gentiles that we know of that came to worship the infant Jesus. Isaiah writes in Isaiah 60, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you." My dear friends in Christ, this entire reading is one that does make us think a little bit about the worship of the wise men of the infant Jesus. Isaiah said, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you." Since I said that this reading gets us to think about the wise men, when Isaiah says here, "Your light has come," what we may very readily do is think of that star that God used to guide the wise men to come to Palestine, to come to the land of Israel, to come to Bethlehem, to see and to worship the infant Jesus. But the light shining that it's talking about here, well, we can think about it as being that star, but really it's Jesus himself, it's the gospel, it's everything that Jesus in his grace and mercy has done for us to save us from our sins. He is the glory of the Lord that rises upon you. And, well, the darkness that covers the earth and the thick darkness that is over the people, that's the sin and unbelief that would try to separate people from God. But it says then, "But the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you." That's Jesus coming into the world to be our Savior. But now breaking down those words a little bit more. Isaiah's words at first when he says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." Actually, that's a spiritual wake-up call for believers. It's a call from Isaiah, from God, to get us going, because the brilliant brightness of the glory of the Lord has shined around us, filling us with spiritual light. And really, if you think about it, it's talking about we have every reason, because your light has come, to live positive, happy, joyful lives in this world, because our light has come, because Jesus has come. But when Isaiah continues, "See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples," when he continues with those words, he's reminding us that apart from God, the natural condition of our world and of sinful human beings is that of darkness. Apart from God, we're just stuck in that darkness. And if you think about it, it's no wonder, because of that darkness, that there's so much gloom, doom, and despair that's in our world. Without God, the only thing that it's possible for a person to do is to wander around in that spiritual gloom and doom, in unbelief, and no way out from it. Without God, all we could do is wander around in it, stuck in it forever. And now, even as believers, people who by the grace of God have been called to faith, who've seen that our light has come, even as believers, because we still live in a sinful world, and because our enemy, the devil, like a roaring lion, prowls around looking for someone to devour, well, because of our sinful nature, because of the devil, the fact of the matter is that we're always being lured back into that darkness. Again, it's no wonder that there's so much gloom, doom, and despair in our world, and even believers are plagued by that because of our sinful nature, because of Satan coming after us to attack us. Isaiah says, though, "But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you." Into our lost, helpless state, the Lord and his glory appear as this gleaming, brilliant, bright light, like that of the star that guided the wise men to see the infant Jesus. And as Jesus lived his perfect life and died his perfect death, what he did is he displayed for us the fact that he is the light of the world. He removes the problem of that spiritual darkness caused by our sins when he paid for our sins and for the sins of the whole world with his death on the cross, when he won eternal salvation for us. Oh, years ago, I can remember seeing several different cartoons in which there was one character in the cartoon who was complaining that he couldn't see, and he was stumbling all over the place because of it. And then finally another character in the cartoon just simply told him that what he should do is open his eyes. And now if you think about that situation, really it's kind of similar to our spiritual situation, our spiritual blindness, the darkness that we are in without Christ. Since Jesus died for our sins, what we could say is that the spiritual lights have been turned on for us because Jesus paid for the sins of all. Jesus paid for the sins of all. He did pay for the sins of the world. However, unbelief, what it does is it keeps our spiritual eyes closed so that we're just staggering around in this sinful darkness. And it's only when the Holy Spirit calls us to faith that our spiritual eyes are opened by the Holy Spirit so that we can see the light, so that we can see what Jesus in his grace and mercy has done for us. Without that faith, without the Spirit working, the fact of the matter is that we're too foolish. We aren't smart enough to open our eyes and to see the light of the gospel, to see Jesus, to see everything that he's doing for us. But with Jesus as the guiding light in our lives, there can be no question where our lives are being led. Jesus is working to constantly guide us straight to heaven, just as that star over 2,000 years ago guided those wise men to the very house where Mary and Joseph and the infant Jesus were staying. Thank God that your light has come, that Jesus came into the world, and that the Holy Spirit, that he's enabled you, well, he's opened your spiritual eyes so that you can see what Jesus has done for you, how he's paid for your sins, and how he's going to help and guide you through this life and to be with him forever. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for shining into the darkness of this sinful world so that we can see the brightness of your life, so that we can see you as our Savior, so that we can see what you've done to save us and to get us to be in heaven with you forever. We pray in your name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.